This is Carol with High Tech Answers. The following is my interview with Mike Myers, EVP of Solution Delivery for Access Point at HUM 16 in Las Vegas.
Mike, thanks so much for joining me today. How is your HUM 16 in Vegas going this year?
It's going very well, thank you.
Lots of excitement down there?
A lot of the same stuff, actually. But
yeah? Really? How so?
I haven't really heard much new since last year, so I think everyone is trying to make what they promised real.
Still the same challenges: interoperability, analytics, value.
Those are great summaries, and ongoing concerns and questions about how rapidly will value-based health really occur, when can they really expect it, how can they delay it as long as they can, that sort of thing.
Well, speaking of that, how do your products and services support payers and other risk-bearing entities in today's value-based healthcare environment, the move that we're making?
Sure. Yes, we have three basic services and products that we offer. One of them is referred to as GuidePoint, which you might think of as a nurse advice line, but we provide that to Medicaid populations, commercial populations, and Medicare populations to help them make decisions about their symptoms and what makes sense for them to do in terms of the next steps. So that's one service that we provide. We then provide a technology software platform that we use for both utilization management as well as care management for both chronic condition people as well as complex case management. And that really constitutes all of the services and offerings that we provide to health plans. And the focus is all about the health and the prediction of who do we need to worry about from a designated population.
Pop health, of course, became a big topic at HIMSS 2 years ago, and this year I think it's just sort of bigger than ever, again, because of these initiatives towards value-based care. How are you helping to advance these initiatives?
Yeah, so I think what we are focused on is unusually the Medicaid population, which in this country is growing at a pace that's equal to or even exceeds Medicare right now. It's a huge burden on the states, and the states are looking for ways to more effectively support their membership with alternative primary care models, as well as predicting which of those people are most likely to require ongoing kind of support from nurses and other care team members. And so that's a particular focus of ours, is the Medicaid population. And we do that with states, we do it with health plans, which are subcontracted to states, and that's a particular focus of ours.
And sort of segueing into this issue of chronic conditions, just a huge portion of our healthcare spending across the U.S., and what can be done to help bend the cost curve here, improve costs?
Yeah, so other than explaining to people more formally through their family structures what makes sense and what doesn't, I mean, clearly what we do is, and I think we're very good at it, is predictive analytics to understand from a physical and behavioral perspective that population that's most likely to incur unusual costs and experience unusual kinds of things. And then we work with them to not only help them understand the importance of diet, the importance of exercise, the importance of medication compliance, but then we also work with them to really understand what are they truly ready to do. We can talk to a diabetic who's been overweight for 30 years. Probably don't want to start with their weight problem. We probably want to start with medication compliance. Are they maintaining and sustaining their sugar levels correctly? Are they starting to exercise? What are their exercise goals per day? How are they measuring that? And then we kind of work back into the weight problem. So our nurses and our teams are really trained to not just talk about the 6 or 7 problems that a member might have, but what are the 2 or 3 that they're most likely to accept as areas that they need to change? And then we kind of build on that.
So look into your crystal ball. What do you see happening in the remaining 2016? And do you think we'll still be talking about some of these same issues at HIMSS next year?
So the crystal ball is yes. We'll still be talking about the same issues. Value-based care is occurring at a slow rate. True risk-based contracts are a minority of what happens right now. And so while health systems are developing ACOs and what have you, they're not really focused on the potential risk of models that are evolving. So I think you're going to see a continued focus on a population-based analytics infrastructure, which has not really existed in healthcare. It hasn't needed to. I think you're going to see more and more health systems understanding what the elements are of a population management system, which their transaction-focused systems really aren't designed around chronic condition or complex case management. And then I think you'll see an evolving role of predictive analytics to not only look at the physical behavioral elements of people, but also to look at the socioeconomic elements and to also help the individual nurses understand, you know, based on our persona analytics, this person is most likely to be most ready to talk about these things, and you probably want to defer these other things for later discussions and your engagement with them. So I think member engagement will also increasingly become a focus, and so those are the things I would, if my crystal ball is right, those are the things that we're worried about.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much. I appreciate your time, Mike.
Okay. Thank you very much.